Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I invite you to sit quietly with me, listen, and enjoy your morning cup. Today I'm reading from John 13, 34 through 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. In my backyard, there is a very busy fast food service. It is really crowded for breakfast. Patrons at the window picking up, and a whole gathering of others perched about waiting their turn. They come in many colors, shades of brown, black and white, with red heads, red, blues, and yellows. Most are small, but there are the medium size and the occasional large red-headed woodpecker, for whom all the others make room. When it is really busy, they occasionally bump into each other, but they do not fight. Just find a nearby perch and wait their turn. It seems nature has a way of getting along, taking one day at a time. The birds flying in for breakfast in my backyard come in different sizes, shapes, and colors. They nest in different types of houses in the same neighborhood. They are protective of their homes and families, but otherwise seem to get along. It's too bad we can't follow nature's lead. But then we have the gift of a brain, a mind. Our ability to think and create is wonderful, yet we allow it to anticipate all the what-ifs in life that the Lord told us not to worry about. In doing so, we become more and more dependent on our minds and how we can control our lives. But in John 13, Jesus tells us he commands us to love one another. Why does he say that? Well, because if we love one another and treat each other with love, people will see and know how Jesus loves them. Years ago, I taught kindergarten in a Christian school. One of the many songs we would learn and sing together, you are probably equally familiar with. The words are these. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I'm afraid I haven't thought of this song in quite some time. It has been a while since any little people have been in my life, and so I quit singing it. And it means its meaning has left my thoughts. But today it came back to me, and it occurred to me that we adults could sing and perhaps should sing this song with a little twist. Jesus loves all the people of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the people in the world. When I gaze at the birds of all different colors and shapes and sizes, I wonder about all this that he created for us to enjoy. But I rarely take the time to consider that just as he created the birds and trees and flowers and squirrels and deer and whales and elephants, he also created us. I know that in my head, but not necessarily in my heart. Why is it that when I gaze at a beautiful flower in my yard or a hummingbird dropping by for dinner or the antics of the squirrels that I relax in the wonder of God's creation? But when I look into the face of someone behind the counter at Kroger or the person sitting in the doctor's office or a neighbor, all created by our Father and in his own likeness, I fail to see our Lord's creation shining through. Why is it when we see a blemished flower or hurt animal, it hurts our hearts? But when we see a hurting human, we can ignore. We are all our Lord's creation, right along with the flowers and trees, and animals of the sky, land, and sea. But you and I enter life with the capability to choose to believe, to love, to care, to support without judgment or not. John reminds us, love one another as he has loved us. Please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, it seems we humans, your creation, along with all else, have a tendency to assume we are superior to all your other creation. Help us to be humbled by the beauty and simplicity of nature and the innocent faith of the very young. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.